Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Emily Knuth and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a short little reading from the book of Mark. So we're looking at Mark chapter 3, verses 13 through 19. And here's what it says. It says, "He went up to the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is the son of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him." Okay, one is just so funny and humbling when you read the Bible and there are words that you can't say, because these are not names that we typically name people all the time now. But so this reading today, we're looking at Jesus picking his closest crew, his best friends, the men that were going to be with him through it all, right? And it's interesting because when we look at the list of people, it's a really kind of random ragtag group that Jesus chose. I mean, okay, so we have Simon, whom he named Peter, right? And we know that Peter initially was just a fisherman, and Jesus called him out of the boat, and he was eventually named our first pope, right? And then we have Andrew, Peter's brother, and Peter, Andrew, James, and John were just all fishermen. Like, they were lowly people. And Jesus looked at them and said, "You are the ones that I want." We had John, and they said, James and John, that their names were the sons of thunder. I'm like, if Jesus looked at me and he's like, "You're a son of thunder," and he like gave me a fun name, I would love that. Maybe I should talk to him about that and ask him for a fun name. But so James and John, the sons of thunder, and John stayed with Jesus like through everything. And John was there at the foot of the cross, and he was there, and you know, he said, "Behold," to Mary, like, "Behold your son, and behold your mother." And then we have Philip and Bartholomew. And it's funny because with some of the apostles, we actually don't know a ton about them, right? But we know that Philip and Bartholomew were always together. When they're talked about in scripture, they're always together. We have Thaddeus, who's also called Jude, kind of depending on the different parts in scripture where you read the apostles' names. Matthew was a tax collector. Like, how random. Jesus was like, "I'm not going for the top people in the society. Like, I'm going to look around and I'm going to ask the Father, who are these people who are supposed to be closest to me and who will say yes to me?" And in the end, many of the apostles died as martyrs. Like, they sacrificed their lives to be with Jesus and to live, you know, to live what he was preaching. What I think is really interesting in this passage, and it's funny because in Mass, whenever I've gone to Mass and they've read about the apostles, I kind of just hear the list of names. But the very beginning of this passage talks about what he like called them to. So it says, "He went up, he summoned those who he wanted, and he appointed 12, that they might be with him, that he might send them forth to preach, that they have authority to drive out demons." And I think that those three things are things that we're still being called to today. That Jesus is actually calling our name, that we are one of the chosen people that he's calling to be close to him and to live out the Christian life. And he's asking three things of us. He's asking that we might be with him. Do we take time and just sit with him to be in his presence in good moments and in bad? He wanted people that he could send forth to preach. Okay, as a Christian, we're called to send forth and we're called to go forth and to preach the gospel. Like, that is a part of our call. And that we may have authority to drive out demons. And that one, I think, might freak us out a little bit when we read it. I'm like, I don't know how to drive out a demon. Or what does that mean? But when we read through scripture, like, Jesus wants to use us to bring healing to people and to bring breakthrough in his name. And my prayer for us today is that we realize that we are being called by Jesus, and that he's calling us to be close to him, to be with him. He's calling us to go forth and to preach, and that he's giving us authority to drive out demons. So Father, right now, I just pray that you fill us with the confidence and the courage to live out this call that you have for each of our lives. We may live every day on mission for you. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on Mark chapter 3, talking about the apostles. Again, my name is Emily. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless. Have an awesome day.